朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
当每一次仇敌借着疾病要来攻击的时候
But every time when the enemy tries to attack us with a sickness
在我们里面在我跟聂斯的里面我们就是不妥协
But then in the heart of my and my wife we will not compromise
就是要打倒我们叫我们不要再走在主的路上
Because they're just trying to strike us down so that we will not continue walking on the way
叫我们稍微体贴自己一点疲乏了休息吧不要再做了
that we will care about our physical bodies a little bit more that we will just stop
那我今年年初主怜悯让我又可以吃东西了
but then the Lord had mercy on me so beginning of this year I was able to eat again
可是那个抽痛仍然在
but then the pain is still there
就像以前这个耳朵发炎 ear infection 一样当它一抽的时候
The pain just feels like when you have ear infection.
那个痛是直接穿到耳朵里面去。
That the pain is penetrating.
然后顶上穿到头顶上，下面穿到脖子下面。
It just penetrates through up to my head and then to my neck.
然后以前开刀的这个刀口，整个缝的地方都痛。
And then the wound from past surgeries all hurt.
那因为最近痛得越来越厉害了。
The pain started increasing later.
所以我们上个礼拜五，念慈陪我去Stanford， 我以前的。医院那边去看一下。
So last Friday, my wife accompanied me to Stanford Hospital to visit the doctor.
然后我的医生一看到我的情形，他马上帮我安排一个 neurologist 的一个神经科的医生啊，马上看我。
The doctor immediately arranged a neurologist to.
但他们对我的病因为通通都没有听过我的病，因为我的病是在世界上 case 很少很少的病。
Because my sickness is so rare, they never heard of.
所以他们只能说，他说我们现在不知道什么东西 irritate 你的三叉神经。
So they say I don't know what's irritating your nerve right now.
所以他说，可能是任何的原因，也可能是你从前开刀开太多次，里面有变化了。
It could be anything. It could be that you had too many surgeries in the past.
弟兄姊妹，当我们要去体贴自己的时候
，But if we just care about our body more and try to
仇敌绝对可以把更多更多的软弱借着疾病的软弱来叫你这边安静下来
then the enemy for sure can cause you to be quiet by giving you more sicknesses
那我是犹豫了很久今天才跟弟兄姊妹交通
I hesitated for a long time before sharing with you
那我的重点是希望弟兄姊妹们我们在主的面前不要妥协
my intention is to encourage you not to give up
是会疲乏
yes we will be tired
你要妥协你就不能往前
if you compromise you can never go on again
我想我今天不讲你们没有一个人知道我身体不舒服
if I do not tell you you probably cannottell that I'm in pain.
你们没有一个人知道我这两天正在发烧，正在感冒。
You don't know that I'm still having fever and having a.
你们没有一个知道过十几分钟他会抽一次，连我刚才讲已经抽了好几次了。
You don't know that the sharp pain just keep recurring every 10 minutes.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，我们不向仇敌妥协的。
But yet we will not compromise and yield.
我们要在神应许成就之前，我们继续往前。
We'll continue to march on before the fulfillment of God's promise.
那在我这一生这40多年的生病里面
，throughout the sick years, more than 40 years of sickness.
疾病常常会来攻击。
Yes, the sickness kept on attacking.
当我们真站住的时候，有一天它就退下去了。
But if we stand firm, they will withdraw.
我可以会前我不起来祷告。
If I do not rise up and pray,
我可以说我今天发烧，我脸痛，我不开口了。
I can easily give myself an excuse. Today I'm having a fever. I cannot pray.
你们还是听到我刚刚在会前我几次开口祷告。
But you can still hear my prayers today.
弟兄姊妹，我们不甘心。
We will not give up.
至终当把仇敌都踏在我们脚下的时候。
Until we trample all our enemies under our feet.
你发现难处过去了。
Then you will discover the difficulty will disappear.
你会发现，虽然就算环境还在
，even if the difficulties remain，
但是神已经提升水涨船高船过去了。
But yet God has already elevated us so that we can sail through.
这些东西再也不能拦阻我们。
And all these things can never stop me again.
今天我们多少的弟兄姊妹因为小孩哭一下，我们就不来聚会了。
So many brothers and sisters today will not come to the meeting because their kid will cry.
因为我们生活有一点难处，我们就不来聚会了。
Or we stop coming to church because we have difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心。
But don't give up.
当我们真坚持的时候
，If we stand firm,
你发现神在我们身上有极大的祝福。
Then we will discover great blessings from the Lord.
就像大卫的勇士，当他们在那里守住那块麦田的时候
，It's like David's mighty men when they took the ground and stand.
很多以色列百姓都逃走了。
Many Israelites already escaped and ran away.
以利亚撒多玛他们这些守住麦田。
But Eleazar, they took the ground and stand.
他们征战到最后手连刀把。
They fought to a point that the sword was frozen to their hand.
说到他们杀了多少的仇敌，那个血跟刀把已经让他完全连在一起了。
That they killed so many enemies that the blood has already glued their hand to the sword.
斯百克弟兄说这叫做持续的能力。
Brother Sparks says that is called endurance.
就是不肯妥协。
Strength that will never compromise.
虽然他们手臂疲乏
Yes, their hands may be tired.
但是他们继续为神家站住，直到神的百姓通通回来，因为他得胜了。
Until they stood the ground, until the Israelites came back because they have won the victory.
两次都讲到耶和华使神的百姓大大得胜。
Twice, the Bible says the Lord brought great victory.
什么转机造成的呢？
So who caused the turning point?
撒玛守住红豆田，以利亚撒守住大麦田。
The two generals.
那故事发生的时候，都讲到神的百姓先逃跑了。
When the story happened, it always says that the people of God escaped.
但是就是有一些不肯放弃的人守住了。
But then those who would not give up took the ground.
他们虽然疲乏，仍旧征战了。
Even though they were exhausted, they kept the fight.
后来局面转变了。
But then the situation turned around.
那些逃跑的百姓，他们一看转变了，就都回来了。
When they see the situation turn around, those who ran away came back.
不仅仅钱被守住。
Not only that, they kept their fight.
而且神使以色列大大得胜。
The Lord brought great victory to Israelites.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们尤其我们中间祷告的战士们。
Especially prayer warriors in our midst.
这些日子在神家守望的。
And those watchmen in our midst.
我希望你们不要灰心。
Hope you will not give up.
我们至终我们的祷告要让整个局面转过来。
We'll pray that the situation will turn around.
神要使神家大大的得胜。
The Lord will bring great victory to His house.
而我们这种持续的能力到底怎么来呢？
Where do we get those endurance strength?
刚才我们讲过，很多的时候那个难处是很多年的。
Sometimes the difficulties might last for many years.
刚才这个淑美姊妹做见证的时候，我们神家消息上也有写。
And then what Sister Amy just shared is also written on the program sheet.
其实我们现在 CUP 之前教会每一次礼拜二的祷告会都极其宝贵啊。
That the prayer meetings on Tuesday evenings are very precious.
我们都要为了一件特别的事情，除了为 CUP 以外，我们还要为了一个特别的需要祷告。
Not only that we pray for the progress of CUP, we also pray for special needs.
那这个礼拜我们是要为着在座弟兄姊妹有任何还没有信主的直接的亲人，我们为他们祷告。
This coming Tuesday evening, we will pray for brothers and sisters.Who have immediate family members who are not yet saved?
我可不可以问一下，我们在座有任何弟兄姊妹，如果你的父母、配偶或是儿女还没有信主的，请你举手，好吧
？Please raise your hand if your either your parents, your spouse, or children are not yet saved.
超过一半，那包括你的兄弟姐妹也没有信主的，
or your siblings, brothers and sisters.
就是我刚刚讲的这三种以外，再加上兄弟姐妹的，你看这个更多了，三分之二了啊。
More than two-thirds of us.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们一定要一起来借着神家，我们为着他们祷告。
Let's come to God's house and pray for them.
我们会预备一个箱子。
We will prepare a box.
你把你没有信主的最亲爱的这些家人，把他名字写下来丢进去。
Write the names of your beloved family members and put their names in the box.
我记得十几年前，当我们教会刚开工的时候。
I remember when our church first started more than 10 years ago.
那个时候，我特别向那少数的弟兄姊妹发出一个挑战。
At that time, I challenged those brothers and sisters in our midst.
我说，我们至少一个月有一次，我们禁食祷告会，我们为着没有信主的家人祷告。
That at least once a month, we'll fast and pray for those unsaved family members.
我们不能够在自己在这里生活享受我们的舒适，而我们让我们的家人有一天迈向永远的审判。
We cannot enjoy our blessings yet neglect our family members so that they're walking toward eternal destruction.
你如果觉得我祷告多时没有用
，If you feel you've been praying for a long time and doesn't work,
弟兄姊妹，虽然疲乏，怎么样？
But brothers and sisters, exhausted and yet keep up the pursuit.
一起讲，还是追赶。我这是跟你们学的哈，只在上面发动大家讲话。虽然疲乏，
exhausted,
还是追赶。弟兄姊妹，不要放弃。
Exhausted, keep up the pursuit. Do not give up.
十几年前，当我们刚开始这样做的时候
，When we first started doing it more than 10 years ago，
我记得不错的话，在三四个月内。
If I don't remember wrong, within 3 or 4 months,
我们中间有一个弟兄，他的母亲从不信到信，然后离开这个世界。
A brother's mother started out as unbelieving, and then she believed, and then she departed from.
他原来完全健健康康的。
She was very healthy.
然后突然生病。
And all of a sudden she got ill.
那还好那一阵子我们一直为他祷告，就在他病了2-3个礼拜以后，他信主了。
So fortunately, we were praying for her persistently, and she was saved.
她几十年不信的。
She has been unbelieving for many years.
而她信主之后，几个礼拜以后，她被主接走了。
And after she believed, she was taken away from the world.
每次想起来，都是在她临走之前从火中抽出来的。
So she was like being snatched out of the fire.
弟兄姊妹，真的是从永火里面抽出来的柴呀。
She was like a stick snatched out of the eternal fire.
我们真的请求弟兄姊妹不要轻看你的家人。
So I beseech brothers and sisters, do not neglect this duty.
那持续到底的中心，我在这里来写的三件事情。
So I listed 3 things where we can draw endurance faith.
格林多前书13章讲到如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
First Corinthians chapter 13 says, "Today remain what remains is faith, hope, and love."
不仅仅这三件事情是永存的，是长存的。
So these 3 things will last till eternity.
其实要让我们里面有持续能力的，也是来自于这三件事情。
In order to have endurance strength, it has to be from these 3 things.
第一件事情，借着坚固的信心。
Through firm faith.
希伯来书12章第1节讲到仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Let's fix our eyes on Jesus."
有一个更好的翻译叫做万段以止于耶稣。
A better translation is to look off onto Jesus.
这个听起来很奇怪啊。
It might sound a little awkward.
那我稍微解释一下。
Let me explain it.
就是说，如果主在这里。
Say if the Lord is here.
不管你这个时候在看谁，看什么。
Doesn't matter what you're looking at right now.
什么叫做万段 looking off?
What does it mean to look off?
就是把你现在在看的任何的人事物转开来。
It's to take your eyes off the object you're looking at.
Onto Jesus.
And then move your eyes onto Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心第一个要解决的是要先解决我们到底在看谁。
So the first problem we have to face is.Whom are we looking at?
信心的来源是建立在我们所信的是谁。
The source of our faith is built upon whom we believe.
和他所应许的。
And his promises.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们信心一切的来源。
And that is the source and base of our faith.
再考一次，来自于什么？
So where does it come from?
深知道我们所信的是谁。
To know whom we believe.
和他所应许的，他所说的。
And his promises what he said.
他怎样对我说，事情就要怎样成就。
Things will happen according to what he told me.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做万断？就是我把它断掉，我再也不看钟明了。
So what does it mean to look off, to take your eyes off this person?
或是我再也不看这个难处了。
Or take your eyes off this trouble.
弟兄姊妹，这个好像我们眼睛从风浪上，我们转到我们的主身上来。
Take our eyes off the storm and fix.On Jesus.
The NIV 的翻译叫做 Fix your eyes upon Jesus.
The NIV translation says Fix our eyes on Jesus.
这教我们怎么看。
That teaches us how to see.
刚才第一个翻译是教授我们看谁。
Okay, first, whom do we look at?
就是什么别的都不要看 ，looking off， 不再看他了。
Don't look at anything else.
然后 onto Jesus.
Only look onto Jesus.
第二个事情是教我们怎么看，叫做 fix your eyes， 就是不要离开主。
Then how to look to fix your eyes? Do not remove your gaze.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做信心。
And that is faith.
所以当你要经过一个底下是万丈深渊的吊桥的时候
，If you're going through a standing bridge.
如果你看底下的悬崖，底下的那个可怕的石头，尖尖的。
If you keep looking at what in the bottom of the valley,
一面走一面脚是软的啊。
Then you will feel very weak.
啊，最好的方法就是你看着前面。
The best way is to look forward.
啊，或者看着前面带领你的人，你眼睛就是定睛在他的身上，不看别的。
Or follow your guide. Fix your eyes on your guide.
所以 not only looking off onto Jesus, 而且 fix your eyes upon Jesus.
Not only look, take your eyes off from other things, but fix your eyes on Jesus.
第二件事情
Second thing,
是借着荣耀的盼望
through glorious hope.
神给我们得胜的应许和把握
The Lord has given us promise and assurance of victory.
就是我们说的他欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀
Just like we said, he rejoiced in the hope of the glory of God.
不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering.
刚才我们读的希伯来书十二章
Hebrews chapter 12 verse
第二节的前半叫我们万段以及与耶稣
The first part of verse 2 says Let's fix our eyes on Jesus
接下来他讲到主耶稣给我们立的榜样
And then it says The Lord has set a good example for us
主耶稣走这条路的时候也是带着荣耀的盼望
So when Jesus walked on this path He too had a glorious hope
怎么说呢他说他因着前面的喜乐
The Bible saysFor the joy set before him.
他因着摆在前面的喜乐
Because the joy set before him.
就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难
That he endured the cross scorning its shame.
请问圣经上讲到这段经文的时候
Let me ask you, when the Bible talks about this.
讲到主耶稣在地上的经历
It's the experience of our Lord Jesus on earth.
他那个时候就已经经历了那个前面的喜乐吗
Has he already experienced the joy set before him?
这圣经上是说他因着摆在前面的喜乐。
Because the Bible says, for the joy set before him.
但是眼前的经历却是羞辱，却是十字架的苦难，对不对
but, ？Yet his present experience is but shame and pain.
所以他看见了未来，看见了那个荣耀的结局。
But yet he foresaw the glorious.
所以他就能够轻看羞辱忍受十架
So he was able to endure the cross scorning the shame
最终他坐在神的右边
Finally sat down at the right hand of the Lord of God
所以弟兄姊妹今天像我们昨天这个长子同工们我们开会开了一个早上
Yesterday we had elders deacons and ministers meeting
那不仅仅是新年我们的讨论在一起交通整年的计划
we discussed the plan for this year
其实在我们整个的计划里面我们很大的部分也讨论到我们不久进到 Bowers 以后我们该有的准备
we also talk about the preparation after we move to Bowers
因为我们眼睛已经看见神怎么说事情会怎么成就
because our eyes have already seen that God will accomplish what he promised
虽然我们现在还没有拿到 CUP
even though we have not obtained the CUP yet
但是我们已经在做拿到 CUP 之后的准备
but we are already preparing for the days after we obtain CUP
不然我们为什么要做这些呢
otherwise why would we discuss and plan
你们听过那个小小的故事吗
have you heard us Story.
有一个地方饥荒了很这个旱灾了很久不下雨啊。
It was a place they had drought for a long time without rain.
他们发动禁食祷告要叫神降下雨来。
So they fasted and prayed for rain.
那天所有去赴会的里面只有一个小女孩带着伞去。
Among all those who attended the prayer meeting, only a small girl brought an umbrella.
很多大人都问她旱灾了这么久你带伞来干什么
Many adults asked her, why do you bring the umbrella? We're having a drought.
她说我们不是祷告叫神降雨吗
But she says, are we going to pray for rain today?
弟兄姊妹单纯的信心像孩子的信心
That's the pure faith like a child.
那弟兄姊妹她是带着盼望去的
Because she went with the hope.
今天我们是有神的应许我们更是有十足的盼望
Today we have God's promise Of course we will have assurance
所以我们神怎么说我们就开始照着计划开始预备我们进去了
We will obey and plan as what God said
所以真实的盼望是建立在神的应许上
The true hope comes from the promise of God
神既然把这样应许给我们神怎么说我们就怎么信
Since God already gave us the promise We willBelieve as he said.
神怎么说我们就怎么做梦
And then we will dream according to his promise.
现在人很怕讲做梦觉得那是你自己的幻想
Nowadays people dread about dreaming. They think it's your fantasy.
那我们用比较理性的话好了神怎么说我们就怎么做准备
Then let's be more logical. We say we plan according to God's promise.
就是要预备好那天应许成就的时候我们该有的情形
Yes, we just have to be ready so that when the fulfillment of promise comes, we are ready.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做盼望。
And that is our hope.
最后我们讲到强烈的爱跟使命感。
Lastly, we say our endurance faith comes from strong love and sense of mission.
这个 endurance.
This endurance.
这个耐力。
The endurance.
圣经上说的这个 long suffering, 这个忍耐。
Or the long suffering.
弟兄姊妹，来自于真正的爱。
Comes from true love.
哥林多前书十三章保罗那个废置人口的爱的真谛第一句话是什么
What did Paul say in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 about love?
一起来说什么爱是恒久忍耐
That love is patient
弟兄姊妹啊什么力量能够叫人产生恒久忍耐
What power can cause us to be long suffering?
真实的爱啊
True love
你翻开报纸，你听到的人有多少那个感动的爱的故事
？We hear many moving stories about love.
有多少的母亲照顾那个植物变成植物人的孩子
？Many mothers take care of their disabled children.
啊，先不要讲这样，就连我们认识的三弟兄三姊妹，你看他照顾他们的这个 Anita， 照顾了快30年。
Like the brothers and sisters we know living down in Irvine, they took care of their disabled child for more than 30 years.
他女儿生下来运动神经就不能动，全身缩成一截。
When their daughter was born, she could not move. She was paralyzed.
啊，不能讲话。
She couldn't talk.
每一顿饭，所有的食物必须打成流质，一口一口的喂她。
She could only intake on liquid food.
要抱着她推轮椅，要帮她洗澡，帮她换尿布。
They have to carry her everywhere, have to bathe her and change diapers all the time.
30年下来，你任何时候看见我们的弟兄姊妹，他们从来没有埋怨。
For 30 years, you do not hear any complaints from their parents.
他们是欢欢喜喜的在这里照顾他们的女儿。
They joyfully take care of their daughter.
爱是很久忍耐啊
Love is patient and long suffering.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们就算不见得有这样子的遭遇啊。
We may not have a situation like that.
你看教会有一些人，他们当主日学老师。
Like some teach Sunday school.
我就知道东岸有一个姊妹，她在主日学里面服侍了大概20-30年。
I know a sister who lives in East Coast.She's teaching children Sunday school for more than 20 years.
今天很多时候我们做妈妈的都是随着孩子服侍完我们就洗手不干了、
A lot of times we teach Sunday school and when our children graduate, we leave the service.
我不是说这个不好啊
I'm not saying that it's bad.
你至少还在孩子成长的过程中、你把自己摆进来了。
At least you accompany your children to grow together.
但是你就发现有一些人他孩子虽然已经毕业走了他还是留守照顾这些孩子。
But then you notice some people remain even after their children graduate.
而且现在的孩子是越来越难带。
And it's getting harder and harder to teach children nowadays.
可是他身上带着爱，带着使命感，要我帮神家培养好的器皿。
But they want to bring up next generation for God's house with love and patience.
弟兄姊妹，爱产生忍耐，爱神让我们里面带着使命。
And love produces patience and sense of mission.
连国家、民族、理想都有那种抛头颅、洒热血的啊。
There are people who love their country and then they would die for their country.
你看那些选手为了国家能够拿到奥运金牌，他们付多少代价
？And those athletes, they pay such a price so that their nation will get honor in Olympics.
不是念个3-5天、3-5个礼拜就可以拿金牌的。
They do not practice only for 3-5 days or 3-5 weeks.
那一念就是几年的，而且清早4-5点钟他们就跑去操练了。
They practiced starting early mornings for many years.
我听说关颖珊是每天早上4-5点就跑去练溜冰，一天要练好几个小时。
I heard Michelle Kwong practiced since the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning for many years.
弟兄姊妹，你们带着一个爱，带着一个使命感的时候。
When you have love and sense of mission,
让我们能够付得出代价
that we will be able to pay the price.
让我们有力量去面对一切的挑战和困难。
Strength.To face all the difficulties and challenges.
让我们有力量去胜过人的惰性和体贴
That we have power to overcome our physical weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，那爱主更是这样了
It's even more with the love for our Lord.
如果我们做任何事情是为主做，带着爱来做
If we do anything for the love of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神会把那个 endurance, 把那个 patience, 把那个 long suffering 赐给我们
The Lord will grant us endurance, long suffering, and patience that we look for.
有爱就有力量。
When there's love, there's strength.
为主更是这样。
For the Lord is even more so.
让我在学祭服一样，大家跟我讲啊，有爱就有力量。
Now follow me. When there's love, there's strength.
爱神爱主更是这样。
Even more so with, to love the Lord.
有一个宣教士，有一次他坐飞机的时候。
One time there was a missionary who was on the plane.
他经过日本。
He passed through Japan.
在日本的柜台碰到一个日本的小姐。
And at a counter at the airport, he met a lady.
他又会讲日文，又会讲中文，又会讲韩文，又会讲英文。
The lady was able to speak Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and English.
就是一个非常出名、非常能干的一个女孩子。
And that's a very smart young lady.
这个宣教师就问她说，你是个基督徒吗？
So the missionary asked her, are you a Christian?
她说不是，我是个佛教徒。
Says, no, I'm a Buddhist.
那个宣教师就直接问她一个问题，那你爱你的佛吗？
And so the missionary asked, do you love your Buddha?
哇，这个女孩子说，爱他。你问我爱不爱他
？And the young lady says, "You ask me to if I love him."
她非常惊讶地回答，她说我从来没想过这个问题。
She was so surprised that I never thought about this.
她说我从来没有想到对神要用爱的。
I never thought about loving my God.
这个宣教师就趁机跟她讲，她说我们所信的神就是不一样。
And the missionary continued, "But our God is different."
他就是爱，他为我们死。
He is love and he died for us.
所以所有的基督徒，你们最大的感受就是爱他，因为我们是蒙爱的人。
So all Christians will feel the strong love because we're being loved.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们何等有福啊！
How fortunate and blessed we are.
今天我们接受的不是一个宗教的理想。
We're not just receiving a religious ideal.
我们所信所侍奉的是一个又真又活宇宙的主宰。
What we believe and serve is a living God, the master of the universe.
这个神爱我们爱到一个地步。
This God loved us to a point.
他为你为我死在十字架上。
That he died for you and me on the cross.
这个爱今天激励我们。
And today this love compels us.
让我们这些活着的人不再为自己活。
So those of us who live today will no longer live for ourselves.
我们信那位为我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the Lord who died and resurrected.
我们居然可以来爱他。
That we can even love him.
弟兄姊妹啊，何等的福分啊！
What a blessing.
今天你在任何的服事上灰心了吗？
If you are disappointed and despair in your service,
今天是不是在你的服事的岗位上已经开始出现埋怨了呢？
Do you start complaining about your service?
我们求神的爱再一次的来浇灌我们。
May the Lord pour in our heart His love again.
我们能爱，因为他先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
我们能有力量，因为我们里面被神重新恢复了起初的爱。
We have strength because He has revived in us that first love.
也让这个爱在我们里面产生很久的忍耐。
And that love will produce long suffering and patience.
不管在你的岗位上，在使命上，在面对的困难上。
Whether in your position, in your service, or your sense of mission.
尤其神家现在面对的征战上。
Especially the challenge that we face today.
我们能够虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
That even though we're exhausted, we will be able to keep up the pursuit.
把荣耀归给神。
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。